This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at subjective well-being, health, and aging, and finally a story about texting and the spine. For HealthBeat, wishing our United States listeners a happy holiday, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 486, recorded November 28th. 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Subjective well-being and health are closely linked to age. Three aspects of subjective well-being can be distinguished: evaluative well-being or life satisfaction, hedonic well-being, feelings of happiness, sadness, anger, stress, and pain, and eudaimonic well-being, sense of purpose and meaning in life. Authors of a recent The Lancet Journal study reviewed recent advances in the specialty of psychological well-being and present new analyses about the pattern of well-being across ages and the association between well-being and survival at older ages. The review found that older people with illnesses such as coronary heart disease, arthritis, and chronic lung disease show both increased levels of depressed mood and impaired hedonic and eudaimonic well-being. Well-being might also have a protective role in health maintenance. The authors identified that eudaimonic well-being is associated with increased survival. The authors conclude that the well-being of elderly people is an important objective for both economic and health policy. Present psychological and economic theories do not adequately account for the variations in patterns of well-being with age across different parts of the world. The apparent association between well-being and survival is consistent with a protective role of high well-being, but alternative explanations cannot be ruled out at this stage. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. 60 pounds is roughly the weight of four adult-sized bowling balls, or six plastic grocery bags worth of food, or an eight-year-old. It is also, according to a new calculation published in the journal Surgical Technology International, the amount of force exerted on the head of an adult human who is looking down at their phone. The author, a New York back surgeon, found this figure using a computer model of a human spine. An average human head weighs about 10 to 12 pounds, and tilting it down to check Facebook, send a text, or to Google the weight of a human head increases the gravitational pull on said cranium. According to the author, quote, as the head tilts forward, the forces seen by the neck surges to 27 pounds at 15 degrees, 40 pounds at 30 degrees, 49 pounds at 45 degrees, and 60 pounds at 60 degrees. According to Nielsen, Americans spend about an hour on their smartphones each day. Unless you train yourself to stare straight ahead into your iPhone screen, you could be continually stressing your spine. These stresses, according to the author, may lead to early wear, tear, degeneration, and possibly surgeries. Remember to discuss all spine-related injuries and preventive methods with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Albert Einstein. You have to learn the rules of the game, and then you have to play better than anyone else. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again wishing all our United States listeners a healthy and happy holiday, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.